You're gonna make fun of me. You are. Because you do. Don't lie to me. Don't pretend like you don't. No, it's not the sun. I mean, yeah, I do miss the sun. It would be nice to go out in sunlight and, like, see a sunrise. Or, yeah, day at the beach. Trust me, I get it. But you get over it. You don't really miss the sun that much. You got the moon, at least. And honestly, the sun kind of freaks me out now. Yeah, because I have no intention of burning to death, so. I'm sorry. Fire's bad. There's very few things I'm afraid of, but fire, the sun, they both register as high threats. I don't know, we're just very highly combustible. It's the trade-off. You get the immortality, but you also get the spontaneous combustion. So it's a little column A, a little column B. Oh my god, what do I miss the most? Honestly. You promise not to make fun of me. I'll make you forget. I can make you forget about it. I know. No powers. I'm sorry. It's pizza. Yes. I mean, yeah, I know. I know I can eat food. It's not about eating food. It's almost all pizza has garlic in it, you know? And the sauce, like, they're cooking near it. It's a nightmare. I can't have any Italian. Yeah, Italian's completely out. It's just too much garlic. Yeah, I'm not even kidding. Oh, my God. Like, just thinking of garlic knots right now are killing me. It's hard to explain. It's like, you know when you have, like, a food allergy, you know? Where everything gets itchy and your mouth swells up? Yeah, imagine that, but, like, way worse. I mean, yeah, I feel like when you get turned, you always risk it. You're like, I can't. How bad can garlic be, you know? And you always, like, play around with it. It's like every, yeah. Oh, my God. I stuck my thumb out in the sun just to see. And, oh, man, it took like a year and a half for it to grow back. Oh, it's immediate. Yeah, you can't. It's dangerous. Although I know. And I'm really sorry about it. I am. I know this is doing nothing good for your sleep schedule. It's the only time you can hang out. You're really funny. No, I why is that everyone's worst question? I don't know why you're so interested in being turned. I feel like I've given you enough reasons why you shouldn't want to. Well, if I could go back, I wouldn't change. Yeah, I would have lived a normal, moral life. It's because you have it. You know, you don't appreciate what you have until it's gone. I didn't appreciate it, to be fair. I thought more like mortality was overrated. I thought it was. No, morality is very important. Mortality is also, it's nice when you have a fixed timeline. I'm old, but I'm not that old. I'm old enough to know, but not that old that I'm. Oh man, yeah, some of us, we turn to stone, you know, you lose purpose in the world. Once you lose purpose, you stop doing things, you stop, you know, feeding, going out, interacting, engaging, and you. Yeah, you turn to stone. It's not going to happen to me. Because humans are just far too fascinating. They are. I don't foresee myself losing interest in people. Oh my god, almost everyone I know has no interest in people. Besides eating them, of course. It's a sliding scale. Yeah. Because some of us, all we take is a little bit of blood. But then there's others. Usually the olders. The ones who've been around for a long, long time. Blood isn't enough. They eat everything. Oh, down to the bone. Yeah, that's the problem. We can eat. Well, I think that's a choice. Like, I'm trying not to eat human blood. Sorry. I can smell. It smells really good. Yeah, you smell really good. Honestly, all the time. It's not a moment where I'm not thinking about, like, in the back of my head, just biting you. I don't, because obviously I need to ask first. I'm civilized. I'm not an animal. But there's parts of me that just wants to bite you. All the time. Whenever I'm around you, whenever I'm near you. Well, yeah, I mean, it would be the same with most people, sure. But you're different, unfortunately. Well, with most people, you don't sample their blood more than once. You know, it's a chance encounter, but I've been drinking your blood like pretty consistently for a while now. I don't know, it sets up connections, neural pathways, dopamine. There's something when I smell your blood. It's more than just a meal. It's like the closest I could explain it is like, you know that one meal that reminds you of your childhood? Like one meal that takes you back. That makes you feel. That's what it smells like. That's what it tastes like when I drink you. I feel. I was gonna say human. I do. I feel human. You live long enough, you forget what wants are, what needs, what desires are. They become these amorphous, nebulous ideas, but I mean, I haven't forgotten yet, and you're a very clear reminder of what they are. Because I do want you. Never have I ever contemplated turning someone so much. Because I would love an eternity with you. I would love forever. These conversations, imagine that. We can have them till the end of time. You and me. The world, anywhere we want to go. As long as we're smart and don't cause too much trouble. We could live forever. And I want that. But then there's another part of me that knows what I'm giving you, this curse. No, I know you don't understand. When I say curse, you try to correct me. You try to tell me it's not a blessing. It's a curse. It's a terrible one. It's a punishment. A cosmic one. You will be stripped of your humanity in such a way. And the only way I can have any humanity is to borrow it. I don't have a soul. I need to borrow yours. That's why I'm civil. That's why I behave. The ones that are removed from people, from their humanity, from their soul. It's like being with an animal. A wild, dangerous animal. And I don't want that. I don't want that for you. I don't want to strip you of the most beautiful parts of you. Yeah, it is. Your humanity is beautiful. You may not appreciate it, but take it from someone who has not. It is what has drawn me here. I can't feel warmth, but I know you're warm. I don't feel love. It's only just a vague recollection in the back of my mind. But when I'm near you, it's more than a memory. It's a feeling just at the tip of my fingers. It's not the edge of my imagination, but a reality in front of me. That's why I come back every night. Sure. I love feeding. I love eating. I love drinking from you. But that's not why I'm here. That's not what draws me. You are this light, and I am but a moth. I could be worlds away and feel your flame. It's true. It is. I am. I'm very hungry. Could you be a deer and turn your head? Oh, beautiful. This one.